Hello and welcome back to InvestScale Conversations. You are listening to the third episode of International Investments in Malaysia, and I'm your host, Tim Saw. Started in 1982, Sports Direct is UK's number one sports retailer. They have been one of Britain's great success stories and has continued to expand around the globe. It is no surprise why they have set up a regional distribution centre here in Greater KL to reach out to the 10 markets in the ASEAN region. In this episode, we hear from Paul Gibbons, Managing Director of Sports Direct.
We started this business in 2010. We've invested a little under 300 million ringgit in the business so far over the last 10 years. And we're a relatively small partner for InvestKL, but I think an important one, and perhaps can answer some of your questions for those of you that are looking to come to Malaysia. I'm a little biased on the basis that I've lived here for almost 28 years and my family were brought up here, though my wife is from the UK. We currently have 33 stores, 800 staff, and represent about 75 sports brands in the local market. We made Malaysia our principal hub status about 18 months ago with the intention of growing from Malaysia out into the ASEAN region. And we've set up so far a global services department as part of that hub status with the anticipated expansion into Singapore in the third quarter of this year. Just to touch on Frasers Group, Frasers Group as the parent company, our annual sales of over 4 billion sterling are represented in 20 countries with 1,500 stores and over 30,000 employees.
Tell us, Paul, what is your experience setting up the hub in Malaysia?
It's very important to have a very open and transparent dialogue. Malaysia will not be for everyone. We understand that. I think it's very important. If people ask me, I always say it's important to come and visit for those that have not, and come and talk to people that are doing business in the country and understand the pitfalls and the challenges. And in every market has that. Of course, at the moment, the political instability creates some conscious questions. But I think George mentioned about long-term outlook, and you know, we've been here so long, and as you mentioned earlier, the highs and the lows, and they come and go. And at the end of the day, I think the long-term outlook for Malaysia is still looking very positive. For us, the cost advantages are probably the single most important thing when we look at the other markets within the region. Singapore is expensive. The other markets with difficulty around language. Malaysia has the British judicial system. English is widely spoken. It's very central within ASEAN. It's very easy to get around the region from here. The logistics infrastructure is very strong. And for us personally, it's a very good base for which to experiment in and with retail. So those are some of the things. I think that for companies that come in and engage in dialogue with the government, every company has a unique requirement and it's relatively straightforward to negotiate.
With the current situation, how has that affected the retail side of business?
We still feel that Malaysia is the right place to grow the region from. I think nurturing of available talent, and there's plenty of talent here. We've decided to build our servers and our server rooms, and our IT infrastructure now supports China, Hong Kong, and our Taiwan supply chain offices from Malaysia. Interestingly enough, we have close to 40 staff that actually don't work for me. They work for our global services department, but based here. And they follow the same KPI as anybody working out of the UK, but with about a 40% cost benefit from being based in Malaysia. And additionally, you know, within the retail industry, we don't work very well from home. It's all about interdepartmental communication and making things happen. So we've just opened a new headquarters here that can accommodate up to about 200 staff. And again, that's probably set up, I estimate, for about a fifth of what it would have cost us to do the same in the UK. So, you know, every company is different. I think for us, the benefit is that we can grow, we can utilize a lot of local services with contractors and suppliers and even local manufacturers to support our business that will ultimately help us to support regional growth.
With strong fundamentals, ease of doing business in Malaysia, and being a cost-competitive location, companies like Sports Direct continue to invest here in Greater KL. Paul Gibbon was a panelist during the Doing Business in ASEAN Focus on Malaysia webinar that was hosted by the British Malaysian Chamber of Commerce and InvestKL in February. Once again, thank you for following us throughout this series. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us. I'm Tim Saw, and this is a podcast from InvestKL.